strength from my voice.
Just a passing thought.
I turn and walk from the chamber. The memory of that vision follows me. It was a warning against shortcomings, a cautionary tale about trusting solely in one's greatest strengths. My vision spoke of my sons and their failures. At the last tempest of angels, a ritualistic jewel from the distant history of Baal, I tried to teach the most polarized of my sons something of balance. Yet even atop the dueling stone, when all else but life and death was stripped away, my teaching was lost upon them.
True learning only occurs when consequence forces a change. For we are selfish creatures and we cling to our ways like deposed kings clinging to the ashes of a failed kingdom.
It is a truism from my childhood, a saying passed down from the first elders. The words burn in my gut. Anger draws my hands to fists. Amit and Ascalon, my sword and my shield. But at the blades of my brother's sons, I will have them learn to be more than this. Before the next tempest approaches, I will teach them the virtue of the lesson.
It always rains on Henvinka, an entire planet sodden by an unceasing downpour. Its continents are turned to slurred mulch, its seas storm-wracked gulfs. The enemy hides in the planet's core. Tomorrow, our companies will descend into the depths of this place and bring them the Emperor's justice. Tonight, we stand upon a rig of steel and adamantium, a towering platform holding us proof against the perilous waves. I remove my helm and feel the rain on my skin. Within a moment, my hair is soaked through, slicked to my scalp by the downpour.
Where are the rest of your warriors, Ascalon?
My opponent, Lucius, the greatest blade master of the Third Legion, gestures to the five sanguinary guard that have accompanied me here. His features are noble, patrician. Even blasted by the storm, his hair lashing in the wind, he looks as though he'd been born to stand there. Yet any beauty he possesses is ruined by the sneer that stains his face.
I am in no need of an audience as grand as yours.
1,000 legionaries of the Emperor's children stand in serried rank at Lucius's side of the platform. He smiles a barbed grin that holds no warmth.
Your companies will hear of your defeat, whether they're present or not.
Lucius's confidence is not misplaced. His face is unscarred, a rarity for any space marine. Even more so for one who has fought so many hundreds of duels. I regard him carefully.
Only a fool tallies the battles still to be fought among his victories.
The remark twists Lucius's lip into a snarl. He steps towards me, a casual swagger shortening his gait, and draws his sword.
Perhaps. I suppose it is not beyond my lessers to have a good day. Unfortunately, Angel, this shall not be one of yours.
His blade is exquisite. The slender longsword has a wire-wound handle that stretches longer than I would have expected for a blade of its length. He catches me studying the weapon and smiles, flicking its point up with a flourish.
It's an antique. The long handle lets me switch between grips.
He demonstrates, effortlessly changing to a two-handed grip and back again. I frown. Among a legion of perfectionists, Lucius was a narcissist. He taps the hilt of his sword against the combat shield locked to his left arm.
Now, if you are ready, I would begin.
I draw my weapon, a wide-bladed saber in the same bronze and gold as my armor. First blood.
As you wish. First blood.
Lucius performs a mock bow and begins to circle me, strutting with an air of casual disregard. He plays for the crowd, mocking me as he tosses his blade from hand to hand and shifts his gaze between the adulation of the Emperor's children and his seemingly forgotten opponent. It is all for show.